Hello and welcome to your guided journal. Today's artwork is by Eugène Boudin and it is the beach scene at Trouville, again courtesy of the National Gallery of Art, Washington. Just want to give you the opportunity to just look at the picture and notice your breathing just in the background, without changing your breathing or the picture. Just observing. Perhaps notice where your feet are in this moment, where your hands are, and if there are any textures that you can feel under your feet or hands or against your skin anywhere. As you look at the picture, and let your eyes run over the picture. Is there a particular shade of colour that really dominates the picture for you? Or if you close your eyes, is there a particular colour that you recall quite as a feature in there? As you look at the picture, do any sounds come to mind, any memories, any imagining of what might be on the skin and the faces of the people as they look at this scene? Is there a curiosity that comes up pretty much straight away? When I looked at this picture, I was first drawn to the blueness and vastness of the sky. So I guess there was the possibility of quite a peaceful meditation and exploration, and perhaps some learning, like quite curious about wanting to look more closely at the different colours in the sky that the artist had used. And I was also, I guess, somewhat excited and interested about the scene itself. Seeing chairs on a beach, to me the chairs there don't look like they belong on a beach. They look like dining chairs or something like that. And the people seem so thoroughly well dressed up and rugged up and are all looking out at the ocean. And I was really curious about why they were here. And one of the kind of universal human needs that came to mind as I looked at this picture was perhaps something around community, entertainment, belonging. I began to get curious about to what extent each of the individuals in this picture were comfortable. Is there one particular figure that you could focus on at the moment for another minute or so? It might be one of the animals there. It might be someone in the boat. It might be someone in a couple sitting towards the front, or it might be someone sitting towards the back, seemingly not talking with anyone. It might be the children on the ground. Would you like to enjoy just imagining how this experience feels for them in their bodies? What are their limbs feeling? What are their legs and feet feeling? Are they comfortable? Are they calling for any attention? If they're crouching, is it starting to get a bit achy? If they've been sitting for a long time, is there perhaps an ache? Or perhaps is there just a deep flow where they're very absorbed in what they're seeing or hearing or playing with and not particularly aware of their body in this moment? Perhaps there's sand either between the fingertips or in the palms, or grits of sand landing somewhere on their face or hands. The figure that you're looking at, do you imagine they enjoy that? What about the breeze or the wind? It looks like there's quite a few bonnets and hats on, and the water looks a bit choppy. Do you think there's a chill in the air or the salt spray coming off the water? What might their heart or lungs be doing in response to salt or wind across their cheeks or in their eyes? If you haven't already grabbed a pencil or something to draw with, or to make marks on the paper, would you like to choose a colour and perhaps make the pattern, in some kind of pattern or shape, in response to what you imagine one of these people within this community on the beach might be feeling as they respond to air or salt or sand or sound? Just very gently. This is an utterly adventurous, creative process. Whatever you create, whatever comes out on the page, is just what is for now, and an opportunity to get curious with your own senses. What sounds do you hear around you now? What's some of the furthest sounds that you may not have noticed until you sat down and still? Is there distant traffic? Perhaps birds or a rustle of trees? How do those sounds contrast with the sounds that you imagine in this picture? What do you imagine is filling the ears of the figure that you were focusing on, or you may like to move your gaze to another figure? Would there be kind of a roaring wind and waves and chatter and the strain of trying to hear words over other people's conversations and ocean? Perhaps there'd be a sort of mutedness if the bonnet was covering the ears and a person was enjoying simply sitting and being in company, but not necessarily deeply engaged in any particular conversation, just watching the water. Would there be a drowsiness or an impatience and a restlessness? What other curiosities come to you? Perhaps why a chair is empty and facing away from the water. Perhaps why a chair seems to have been sort of fallen over onto its back and no one in particular on it. Perhaps curious about who those chairs were intended for, who may have been sitting in those chairs, and what they've been called away to do instead of turning their face outwards towards the scene that everyone else is watching. Would you enjoy some imagination around the world of the people who've left those chairs? Are they still in the scene? Are they away from the scene? Perhaps they've gone to the boat. Perhaps they're the two children crouching down. Perhaps they're just two spare chairs. Perhaps they're been knocked over by the dog or blown over in the wind. As you look at the sky, do you notice a puff of smoke that contrasts the clouds? Is there curiosity then about the different vessels that are out there, the little rowboat, the tall ships, and pardon me, something that's made that puff of smoke? Fireworks, gunpowder, a barge. Of course, there's the flags to the right. It's curiosity about what this occasion may or may not have been. Does that interest you enough to want to go and explore that a little further, a backstory? Or are you quite content to respond to this picture without any historical knowledge and respond to it human to human across a century or more, and respond to it in the way that your own body responds now? Just going to again slow it down, let your breath and your hands just move in whatever way they do. If you're making colour or marks on the page, just letting that flow. Letting your eye again wander around the picture, across the picture. Would you like to invite any memories of your own of a beach, of being in a community situation, where perhaps it wasn't physically that comfortable? Yeah, perhaps the temperature wasn't great, or the wind was strong, or the noise level was high. What were the other reasons that you stayed, the other precious human needs that you were meeting or seeking to meet by being there? Perhaps belonging, perhaps contributing to others, bringing them into an environment they might enjoy. Perhaps some ease, company, some friendship, some adventure and entertainment and play. Are there other times that you remember needs not being met by being at a picnic or on a beach? What were some of the choices that you made at that time to try and be more comfortable? What were some of the ways that at that time you made the best of where you were, made play out of where you were perhaps? Are there hopes for the future, like remembering or hoping towards a time when you can be at the beach and or be looking at water and the ocean? What are the human, universal human needs that are met by perhaps being at the beach, or remembering being at the beach, or looking forward to being at the beach? Perhaps hope, peace, excitement, a sense of purpose, play, connection, like transcendence to the beauty of life and to the beautiful things in nature, transcending beyond our own human interactions, transcending to connect with all life and the mysteries of the forces of water and sand and earth and sky. Would you enjoy just writing a sentence or continuing to draw from the perspective of yourself arriving on this beach, or of one of the people you see on this beach, and see what emotions and observations arise by spending some time taking a different perspective, exploring the perspective that an artist has offered, knowing that you bring to that your own unique history and perspective and place in time. I hope you'll spend another few minutes or more just letting words and images flow across the page. I find it very relaxing to let those words and images flow out, and often the next day I'll come back and some different words and images come out, and I often quite appreciate that next layer, and that's can be the one that I might choose to share. Yet there's something so wonderfully freeing about doing the first layer. It's a little frightening and putting it down and thinking, oh, this doesn't capture anything, and watching your own judgments or your own relaxation perhaps. And just celebrating, giving yourself the time to just simply be, to be creative, to let words and images play on your page without any pressure to please anyone. Simply enjoy the freedom and choice that you have to choose colours, to play with words, or to simply be. And just let your gaze wander across life or across a portrait, and enjoy the freedom of creativity and curiosity. Thanks, and I hope you've enjoyed this next round of your guided journal, and I look forward to perhaps seeing what unfolds for you, or simply knowing that you're enjoying this creative time to bring to your day.